Amen. Amen. I'm going to start preaching here in just a second. I'll wait till everybody can find their Bibles. Amen. You can wipe some dust off of it there, Timmy. Amen. 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 These boys, give them a hard time. Amen. It keeps them growing. Amen. Gets them a little bit calloused to the world. Amen. Try and keep them soft-hearted towards the Lord. Amen. As Brother Jason was telling that story, amen, this morning about those, and Sister Pepper made reference to it during testimony service, her first testimony, not to get them confused. Amen. And I got to thinking about that, and those people that have to push them folks in the wheelchair have to run all of that to get all the training, not even to finish in first place. The one that has not done any of the work gains all the glory. And that's exactly what the Father has done, amen, when He sent the Son. They do all of that training intentionally, on purpose. They do it because they have a desire, amen, they have a desire to see a gold medal or a trophy or a certificate given to those individuals. Amen. What kind of purpose did you come to the service here tonight? Amen. What are your intentions? Amen. You can be turning to 2 Chronicles chapter number 7. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter number 7. When you have it, say amen. A few of you are there. Amen. Amen. We're getting there. All right. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. That right there means they have to purpose in their heart, in their mind, and body to do something. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. They shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. I want us to look at these, the first portion of this scripture where it says, shall humble themselves and pray and seek. We find that they have to do something. When God created this earth, when He created us as humanity on this earth, He did it with us. Created mankind intentionally. Accident. There goes evolution. Boom, out the window. You know, it was just all this stuff accidentally collided and caused mankind. That's not how it happened. We didn't just simply evolve. But it was all done intentionally. With a purpose. Amen. I'm going to preach to us here for a little bit tonight on that simple word, intentional. Intentional. We've got to be intentional. Amen. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank You, God, for the opportunity to come into Your house. God, I pray that You'd move in each and every one of our hearts and our lives here tonight. God, that You would draw us. God, I pray You'd help us to be intentional, God, here tonight. That we would begin to draw nigh unto You, God. You said that we would draw nigh unto You, Lord God, that You would be present, that You would be there to help. God, to draw and work on our hearts and lives here tonight. God, that we would leave here closer, God, to You than whence we came. God, Your fire is setting here, God, waiting, God, for us to come in contact. God, that we might be dry enough to catch a flame. God, not to be as wet blankets, God, but to be as God that would begin to burst, God, and begin to burn for You here tonight. In Your name we pray. And the church said, amen. And you can be seated tonight. Intentional simply means done by intention or design or intended. We find here that in this statement, they shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. How many's ever played hide and seek? Amen. All the kids raise their hands. London loves to play hide and seek. I come home from work, and sometimes she asks me to play, or if I mention it, she's all ready. She's ready to go, Sister Betty. She wants to play. Likes the counting part, because she can count. She'll go and she'll close her eyes. She's not like some of you older kids. She goes and goes in the corner and closes her eyes and counts to 10. She's not looking around to see where I went. But she goes and she counts, and then she comes to find me. For a little bit, and she'll look in the rooms, she'll open the doors, and before long, she'll start hollering, "Daddy! Daddy!" Hoping that I'll slip up. She does it. She intends to do it. She does it on purpose. She has a purpose for what she is doing. If we can begin to find the value in our purpose, in our intentions for when we come to the house of God, if we can begin to have those intentions. Amen. This morning there were some folks that came into the house of God with an intention. Amen. With the intention of touching heaven. With an intention. Amen. To bring forth the song. Amen. With the intention to bring forth. Amen. The prayers. With the intention to bring forth the praise. Amen. We find when we begin to have intentions, a purpose in doing something, we find that God will always find Himself. Amen. Where the men and women and the children of God that have an intention. Amen. To return. To receive something from Him. When we have an intended purpose. Amen. I want to talk to us on my first point here tonight. You said you've not even got to your first point yet. No, I have not. Acts chapter number 16, verse number 25, the first portion of the scripture is what I want to focus on here in the beginning. Acts chapter 16 and verse 25, and it says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed." Now, I'm not going to take time tonight to go through the whole story of what they had been through to this point. We all know they've been beaten. The magistrates of that city decided to give them a whooping. They gained rods, whips, whatever they might have had. They used it on Paul and Silas. And they bound him in chains and threw him in the prison. And they're sitting there about midnight. Now, we're going to wait here a little while till we hit midnight. And we'll start preaching a little while longer. No, I'm teasing. Amen. Will this service ever end? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They may have simply started with Psalm chapter number 23, and started to quote David's prayer, and said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me." No doubt Paul and Silas, as they begin to pray, begin to reach back, amen, from some of the scriptures that they had maybe read earlier in their devotion that day. Amen. No doubt they begin to look back and begin to quote, amen, a prayer that they knew that someone, amen, that had received victory, that had received strength in the midst of their trouble. Verse number 3, and they got through verse number 3, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For His name's sake." No doubt at this point, amen, if they were reading this prayer that David had uttered, no doubt they might have looked at each other. Paul may have looked at Silas and said, "You know, these wounds that I have received, amen, Jesus Christ received, amen, a lot worse than this. He received the cat of nine tails, amen, that ripped the flesh from off His body. But guess what, Silas? He's restoring my soul." At this point, amen, they begin to be intentional in their prayer. They begin to have a desire, a purpose for making the statements that they were making. We don't have reference, amen, of what they said, but this is just my speculation here tonight, amen, but been looking at each other and saying that He's going to restore my soul. He's going to bring forth, amen, joy because of His name's sake. Amen. We find that they might have got down into verse number 4 and said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. No doubt they might have been thinking about what they had been through. But they begin to look at the Word of God and find the prayer, amen, of a man that was a man after God's own heart, and begin to quote the Scripture in prayer. Said, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Amen. Imagine yourself being in the position that these men were in. Amen. They were beaten, scorned. Amen. Amen. In their wound, bound. Amen. Thrown in a place where they could not nurture or doctor themselves. But they begin to find hope because they had an intention to pray. They had a desire to pray. We find in verse number 6 of Psalms, it says, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. No doubt Paul and Silas could have been thinking about this scripture when they started praying. And Paul might have looked at Silas or Silas at Paul and said, Man, it sure would be nice to be sitting in the house of God right now versus this house that's filled with thieves. No doubt the thought could have came across their mind, but instead of them being discouraged and dismayed, they begin to pray. Amen. We don't know exactly what they said, but this is just simply, amen, if we could just imagine putting ourselves in their place. So many times, amen, we would automatically start praying, Lord, just deliver me. Instead, they begin to pray a prayer of thanksgiving. Amen. If we become intentional in our prayers, is the moment we begin to see heaven begin to move. Amen. The Spirit of God will begin to be on the move if we'll become intentional in our prayer life. If we'll be intentional when we come to the house of God. If we'll make a point, amen, and purpose in our hearts, amen, to touch heaven before service ever gets started. Amen. We begin to be able to see people healed. Amen. And the blind begin to see again. Spiritual blindness begins to bind, amen, the life and the world that we live in here tonight. Amen. Spiritual blindness is something that has grabbed a hold of this world. Amen. Not necessarily just the world outside, but the church world inside. We become so comfortable with the presence of God that it no longer moves us. Amen. We get to the point where we get just cast down and distressed, and we just simply go through the motions. If we would begin to become intentional in our prayers, what could happen? What happened? We find here in the beginning part of the scripture that they prayed. What would begin to happen here tonight if some people would begin to grab a hold of the horns of the altar and begin to pray? So many times we wait till the very last minute. Use prayer as a last resort. We go see all the doctors to find out what's going on, but we completely forget about praying and seeing if God wouldn't mind moving the heavens. We wait till, amen, till everything's at its last stage before we start entertaining the idea of seeing if God could maybe work in our heart and life. But we find Paul and Silas not calling out for the jailer to come in and administer to them. But instead we find them praying and crying out to God. Second thing I want to talk to us about tonight is not only were they intentional in their prayer, but they were intentional in praise. Latter part of verse number 25, and it says, And sang praise unto God, and the prisoners heard them. By chance they might have started singing a song out of Psalms chapter number 27. They might have begun to say, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? No doubt they might have begun to find some strength, amen, from their prayer. Amen. They begin to bring a song and praise from their lips. Amen. Because we're called to lift up holy hands. But these men's hands were bound. So instead of lifting up their hands, they began to lift up their voice. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you'd begin to lift up your voice, amen, lift up your eyes towards heaven, instead of looking about the men and women around you, you would begin to experience God to move in your situation. If you begin to lift up your lips, amen, towards heaven, and begin to sing praises to Him that is due Him, and become intentional in your praise, you would begin to see God begin to move heaven, amen, to come down and minister to you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So it's my Paul and said, oh, I might be weak, amen, but in my weakness, amen, He is strengthening me, amen, that I might be able to stand, amen, and lift my voice. Amen. We find in verse number 2, and when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, amen, come upon me to eat my flesh, they stumble and fall. Amen. No doubt Paul might have been looking at Silas, hey, did you remember that one guy that was trying to hit you, and all of a sudden he got it tripped up and dropped the rod on the ground. We don't know how many was there, but no doubt they were beginning to sing praises to God because they did not receive, amen, the worst of it, because God was there. He began to strengthen them. Though a host should encamp, the whole city was against them. My heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will be my confidence. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Amen. Paul had experienced Jesus Christ personally on the road of Damascus. He began to experience, began to look back and say, by the grace of God, I was saved. Amen. I have seen the Lord. He began to grab a gear of praise because of what God had delivered him from when he was going, amen, to cast down, amen, other Christians. God woke him up, amen, and placed him in a position and in a place so that he could begin to reframe, amen, from saying Christians to being a Christian. Amen. And at this point in his life, he began to realize praising God, amen, and lifting him up began to bring forth deliverance. Verse number 5 says, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. Amen. Where were they at? They were down in the dungeon. Amen. It was all stone. No doubt they might have been thinking, hey, guess what? Out here in this cold, wet rock. Amen. But I can tell you, Silas or Paul, amen, Jesus Christ is the rock of my salvation. They begin to sing a praise unto God. Hallelujah. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies. Round about me, therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. The point where they prayed, they were starting to praise God, but yet had not received anything yet. You might be in the place in your life where you felt like you've prayed and nothing's happened. You might be in the place in your life where you are praising God and nothing's happening. You don't even feel like praising Him. Praising Him out of duty, out of respect, and out of honor. I'm here to tell you tonight, just continue on just a little bit longer. Just continue to press on. Because guess what, church? Amen. When we begin to pray, begin to sing praises unto the Lord, amen, guess what? There is an answer that is coming. When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me. O God of my salvation, when my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord, amen, then the Lord will take me up. Amen. Paul had been to the for everyone that he knew and loved had left him at the wayside. A lot of times we forget everything that these men had to give up in order to follow in the ministry of Jesus Christ. We complain because we have to get a church 30 minutes or pray. Well, I got to give up on watching the highlights of the football game. We can't make a determination to serve God enough to sacrifice some things and privileges in our life. How in the world do we think we're ever going to see God move? Amen. Mountains, whenever we look at it and say, mountain be thy plucked up, placed in the depth of the sea, because we haven't given God, amen, even an ounce of faith in sacrificing something else and putting Him in that place. Hallelujah. And when thou saidest, seek my face, are you seeking Him tonight? Are you seeing? Are you praising Him? We find in verse number 11, teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are raising up against me. Where were they at? Paul and Silas had been accused, falsely accused. It says, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 47, 1 and 9, they could have went into this song. I don't know the exact time frame of how long they sang and prayed before God began to move, but I'm sure it wasn't long. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Unto God with the voice of triumph. Their voice all they had. But they used it. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great King over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nation under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance. Amen. For the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. No doubt they could have been looking at this, and they became intentional in their praise. They were intentional in their prayer. They were intentional in their praise. Now the ball is in God's court. When we become intentional in our prayer and in our praise, hallelujah, He gets intentional with His power. He gets intentional with His power. Amen. He looks down upon us and says, my child has been intentional in his prayer. Amen. My child, she's been intentional in her praise. So I shall be intentional with my power. We find in Acts, amen, 16 and 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations, amen, of that prison were shaken. And immediately the scripture says, all the doors were opened, everyone's bare. Bands were loose. Amen. Their bands were loose. No longer were their voices being lifted up. Amen. But their hands were loose. Amen. They began to praise and glorify God. Amen. Because they now had the liberty and the freedom that came from the power that was intentional from God. When they become intentional in their prayer and in their praise, the power, amen, came down from the Father with intention of deliverance. They experienced salvation of the jailer in his house because they were intentional. The three Hebrew children received, amen, an unbelievable, amen, experience seeing the very Son of God in the flame. The world began to bind them. Hallelujah, man. This all ties together. Amen. They were bound up with their hats, with their cloak, everything on. Amen. They were bound by the strongest men. Amen. They were bound tight. They were bound hand and foot. And then the strong men, I mean, the king didn't just have Michael here, come up. Come here real quick. He didn't have this little guy, the smallest in the bunch, binding him up. Pastor, come up here real quick. Just saying you're the strongest. He didn't say, well, we're going to have this guy bind those boys. No. He said, we're going to have the strongest. We're going to have the mightiest that's in the king's court. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Michael. We're going to have him bind them. Charged with throwing them in. Those men perished. The three Hebrew boys, when they went in there, they were bound hand and foot. When they walked, they were called out to the fiery furnace, but called out unto the king. The king looked in there and said, man, am I seeing things? They should be consumed by now. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. This jailer no doubt might have thought, I threw all these boys in prison. I've been charged to keep them. Amen. I bound them myself. And all of a sudden, he heard all the chains fall off. Hallelujah. He began to hear the doors fall off the hinges. Hallelujah. And Paul called out in the Spirit of God and said, do thyself no harm. He was awakened out of his sleep. I wish here tonight that some of us would begin to shake off slumber. Amen. Of being happy and satisfied in our current spiritual situation. I'm here to tell you tonight, I'm expecting God to do great things. Amen. I'm saying, God, shake me. Lord, I'm becoming intentional in my prayer. I'm being intentional in my praise. Amen. So you can be intentional in your power. So that I can see you do what? Amen. Great and mighty works through me. Amen. I'm believing for people that are unable to walk to begin to walk again. Amen. Jesus Christ seen it. Amen. When he would someone that had a withered hand and it came forth with all five fingers. Amen. And a palm that was fully conformed. Amen. To God's natural intent. Hallelujah. They experienced this man when Paul cried out, said, do thyself no harm. Hallelujah. He said, don't worry. Nobody's going anywhere. The jailer came in. Paul called for him to come in. Verse number 29. He says, then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. I'm here to tell you tonight, church, when we become intentional in our prayer, praise, he brings forth the power. The men and women that are in this world will come down to the altars and will fall down. Amen. And say, what must I do to be saved? Paul made this man a promise. He said, verse number 27, that he was about to fall on his sword, Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, say, do thyself no harm. We are all here. 29 says, then he called for a light. We find that he falls down. Verse 30 says, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? We don't find sure he resecures the prisoners. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Not only did they reach the jailer, but they reached his entire household. Amen. Amen. I'm going somewhere here. I'm fixing clothes in just a minute. And we find here, they spake unto him the words of the Lord. And all that were in his house, I want us to realize they're no longer in the prison. They've left the prison behind. They're now at the jailer's house. Okay? And he took them. This is the jailer. That same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized. He and all his straightway. Amen. I'm going somewhere here. They had just been beaten. They were weak, loss of blood. Muscles were bruised. You ever had a bruised muscle? It's hard. Amen. I could imagine it'd be kind of hard to baptize someone when you're all weak. But when the power of God begins to flow. Amen. Because they were weak when they went in there. But they were intentional in their prayer. God began to bring forth some strength. They were intentional in their praise. And when the power of God came and filled their souls, amen, they walked out in full strength. Amen. And were, amen, able to be administered by this man and his household. They were able to go out and baptize this house. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. All of his house. How many people can you fit in your house, Brother Jason? Quite a few. How many's ever had a house full? Come Christmas, Thanksgiving time, Mimi. There's been 30, 40 people in there before. The house was filled. His house was saved. This is where it gets interesting. Down in verse number 37, we find that the magistrates have now sent out a call for Paul and Silas. They called out to the jailer, called out to the jailer, Paul and Silas. We pick up in verse number 37. But Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now do they thrust us out privily? Nay, verily, but let them come themselves and fetch us out. Down to verse 39. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. Where did they come and get them from? Hallelujah. They didn't come get them from the jailer's house. Amen. Verse number 40. And they went out of the prison. When Paul and Silas got finished at the jailer's house, they said, guess what, buddy? There's a whole host of men and women that's in that dungeon that you just brought us from, cleaned us up from, that's still there unchained, waiting to be ministered to. Hallelujah. Amen. They didn't stop letting the power of God just lead them out of the prison, but they decided to go back in and begin to minister to the men and women of the world so that they could experience the power and the saving grace of God Himself. Hallelujah. And they entered from this, when they left the prison, they entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. The brethren, church, amen, there was a whole host of people, amen, that was there waiting, amen, because of what had happened in the prison. I'm here to tell you tonight, you might feel like you're in a prison. You might feel like you've been beat up. You've been scorned. I'm here to tell you tonight, bring forth your prayer one more time. Bring forth your praise. Amen. Let Him begin to pour out His intentional power upon your life. Sister Lindsay, come to the piano. Church, stand. Intentional. Hallelujah. Have a design. Have a plan. Have a purpose for when you come to the house of God. Hallelujah. When He died upon the cross, He didn't do it by mistake. He intentionally went there. When the crowd called upon Him, come up off the cross. Come on down. Come on down and we'll believe. But He looked out through the ages intentionally. He seen Larry Joshua Cisneros and said, I'm doing this intentionally for you. Sister Fields, He looked down through the ages and said, I'm looking and died on this cross intentionally for you. Amen. He did it all intentionally. So it's time that we find some places in our life that we begin to get down desperate and intentional with God. We find find this, Paul is trying to complete his journey. We can find this in chapter 18 of Acts. The Lord came in the night by a vision and visited Paul. Said, be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. I'm here to tell you tonight, church, don't be afraid. Don't be scared. But instead, let your praises ring. Let your prayers be uttered and let them be heard. So that the men and women that's in the cell next to you, whenever you get freedom, amen, knows that there's a Jesus Christ that brings forth salvation and brings forth life. Amen, that they can call out to. Just be intentional. As Sister Lindsay begins to play and sing tonight, amen, we're coming up on it from tonight. Amen, revival is going to start. Don't wait till then to be intentional to experience something from God, but make a decision, a determination that every day this week, amen, and every day after, that I'll be intentional in my prayer. I'll be intentional in my praise so he can begin to pour out his power. Amen. Upon all flesh. Amen. Through me. Oh, church. I'm being intentional. On purpose. Amen. Let's come to this front of this sanctuary tonight. Stand. Kneel. Amen. Whatever you do, just be intentional about it. Amen. Be intentional.